Pakistani families, around 20,000 people, according to the United Nations, have over the past few weeks settled in the mountains of Afghanistan's northeastern province of Kunar. These people are from Bajawur Agency along the Afghan-Pakistan border, a region where the Pakistan military is carrying out an offensive against the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. The civilians say they have been caught in the crossfire.
The Pakistanis who trained the Taliban in the past are now against them. The ongoing military operation is not killing the Taliban, but us civilians.
It's being described as the biggest influx yet of Pakistani refugees. Many of them have been given shelter by Afghans. They come from the same tribes and most are related. But these refugees want to know how the Taliban got so strong in their area.
The Taliban are in Bajawur. They drive around in their cars and motorbikes. Someone has helped them by providing them with supplies and training them. Who gave it to them?
Over recent months, scores of Pakistanis have arrived in Afghanistan. The deteriorating security situation and the dire economic conditions are the reasons why they flee their homes in Pakistan's northern tribal belt. Now, people here living in this refugee camp on the outskirts of Kabul escaped fighting in Balochistan.
But that was 3 years ago and they haven't gone back. They say they beg to survive since they don't receive any assistance. But even that is better than returning to nothing, they say. They believe their fate is linked to that of Afghanistan.
As long as the US is here in Afghanistan, they will be fighting in Pakistan. If American and other forces fight the Taliban here, the Taliban will escape to Pakistan and fight there. And the Taliban from the other side will end up coming here to fight.
Like the refugees of Bajawur region, these families wait. Wait for security to improve in their villages. After all, security leads to economic stability. Now, with reports that the Pakistani army may step up their fight against groups allied to the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, many Pakistani refugees say they are caught in the middle of a war they are not part of. Zena Khudr, Al Jazeera, Kabul.